Day 7. Joy can seem out of reach, like an impossible dream, especially when we're surrounded by threats, hatred, and fear. When I focus on what's happening in the world or spend too much time scrolling on social media, that's how I feel. Early Christians often faced persecution. Paul, who wrote much of the New Testament, was one of the first missionaries. The former persecutor of Christians dedicated his life to preaching salvation. On one of these missionary journeys, he went to Thessalonica. As he preached, many believed in Jesus. Filled with jealousy, the local Jewish leaders incited a mob to start a riot, thereby driving Paul out of town. The instigators even followed him to other places, opposing the gospel. Despite the opposition, many Thessalonians trusted in Jesus and held to their belief. Later, Paul wrote encouraging letters to them, celebrating their joy. Even though they experienced riots, beatings, and persecution, the Thessalonian believers had the joy that comes from the Holy Spirit, who fills and empowers every person who trusts in Jesus. We don't have to worry about how to produce joy. Joy is a fruit of the Holy Spirit. If we've lost our joy, we're probably more focused on the world around us than our Savior. When we turn to Him and focus on His truth, yielding to the Holy Spirit, then He gives us joy. The joy that comes from the Holy Spirit resides in our hearts and souls. Nothing that happens on the outside can take that from us. Happiness depends on happenings, but joy flows from our innermost being as an unquenchable and eternal gift from our Heavenly Father.